Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
No Alice this week, but she'll be back soon. She's off jetting around again, getting culture from the rest of the world to bring back to us. But we're not alone in the studio. We've got Siobhan Mortimer in here to chat about I Get So Emotional, Baby. Kia ora, Siobhan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. A little bit of excitement, a little bit of nerves in the studio.
Absolutely.
Opening night tonight.
Yes, opening night.
Yep. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm quietly shitting my pants, I'm not going to lie, but that's okay. Feeling good, excited, but yeah,
ready
the nerves
to go.
Are definitely real. Really, yeah, ready to go, but yeah.
This is a very exciting looking piece of theatre. The title alone is really intriguing. Tell us a wee bit about what I Get So Emotional, Baby is all about.
Yeah, so it's a full-length contemporary dance work, so it's about an hour long, choreographed by the wonderful Jessie McCall. And essentially it kind of questions and explores our emotional and bodily realities as women or people who identify as women, mm-hmm. And our ownership of that and kind of how that is under a patriarchal gaze as well. Yeah, it kind of draws upon a lot of different things like pop culture, misogynistic horror tropes, the really sexist history of our medical system, Julia Kristeva's theory of objection, Barbara Creed's The Monstrous Feminine, and also ultimately the kind of lived experiences of us as, you know, the people doing the work.
I was going to say that's a big melting pot of, you know, the highbrow, the lowbrow. Not that I really actually believe in pop culture being the lowbrow, but, you know, when you sort of see them all on that scale, that's a very sort of holistic approach to take to, I guess, draw reference on as a dancer.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, it is you and your body performing. Mm. So how do you, I guess, manage to work through those big concepts and these big sort of zeitgeists almost, but also just be performing? How do you kind of, like, I guess, process that as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a lot. Like, this work is, it's a great challenge in terms of the fact that performatively it feels like a lot of the meaning sits on a knife edge in terms of it's so, the work that Jessie makes is so beautifully nuanced and layered and detailed, but it's, it's a challenge being able to pull that off and, like, do the work justice. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, it's a lot of stuff, right? I think the funny thing about contemporary dance work is that often, you know, the overarching thing will be all these massive ideas, but, you know, once you're in the studio, we're working on tasks that seem kind of a really small, tiny section of that, so it's kind of easy to break things off in chunks, and then the kind of wider overall meaning comes when those sections of movement are then bumped up against each other and it's sitting within the context of other props and objects and other movement surrounding
it,
which is really satisfying to see.
Yeah, I bet. It must be satisfying to perform within as well. We were talking off air before, you haven't actually had like a super long run up to the prep for the show, but you were saying it feels like it's almost been like 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a funny one because this, I think the idea initially started about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we started rehearsing last year and we were supposed to perform in November, but then obviously with like the lockdowns and stuff that got thrown out, and then we started again this year, but Jessie, the choreographer, and Sophia, one of the other dancers, has also just given birth to babies, which is really beautiful. So it's kind of crazy, they gave birth and then essentially, like, you know, a few, like a month or something later, we started rehearsals. So
wow.
It was just, it's been
a whole new experience.
A whole
to layer
new experience,
in.
But also so beautiful that, you know, given the context of the work, you know, they've been there with us throughout rehearsals as well. So it's been a pretty special process.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What can an audience expect to, I guess, take away from a work like this? Because I think when we talk about contemporary dance, there's an audience that's used to going and
Absolutely.
Seeing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's an audience who is maybe a bit freaked out about walking into that space.
Totally.
What will an audience sort of experience at I Get So Emotional, Baby?
Oh, they'll they'll experience it's a real wild ride. I was lucky enough, Evie and I are like sharing the same role, so I was lucky enough to watch a run of the show yesterday, which was really special to see. And it's, yeah, it's definitely a journey of a whole lot of, yeah, a whole lot of different things, I think. Jersey's work is really great in the sense that it feels really accessible because, yeah, obviously contemporary dance can seem really scary. It's, you know, dealing with the body that's mm-hmm. a really recognisable form in really unrecognisable ways, which some people understandably find really uncomfortable. But yeah. I think she does a beautiful job at, yeah, making it feel really accessible and really human and really relevant without feeling like it compromises any kind of the kind of creative abstraction or yeah. Process like that. I think, yeah, I think you're in for some great kind of magic of theatre, theatrical yep. surprises.
Cool.
There's some great pop bangers that appear in really unexpected and surprising ways. There's some really potent, emotional, gritty stuff, and I think it will make you feel things in a really great way, and I think there's something in there for everyone, so...
Exciting.
Yeah, come along.
Yeah, totally. Oh, this is all, it's all sounding really exciting, and I think, you know, we've had so much lead up to theatre at the moment. As you were saying, it's been knocked around by COVID a lot yeah. in the last few years, that everything I've been to see since basically we've been able to get back out there has this amazing energy to it, and it's Absolutely. A really good time to get out and see theatre, see live performance, see dance. So go and book some tickets. A place to go is basementtheatre.co.nz. I get so emotional, baby. You are opening tonight and you're running yes. till the 22nd, yes, so it's a good run.
Yeah, 2 week season, which is really special for dance to have that much time. So totally. If nothing else, come along and support the fact that, you know, it's valid enough yes. to have a 2 week season.
Absolutely. Siobhan, thank you so much for coming in
no
and chatting
worries.
To
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Break a leg, not literally, of course, but in the theatre sense.
Yes.
And we'll see you at Basement.
Cool, thank you, yay.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.